The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hello, everyone. This is the voice of founder and pastor of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero. And the following message you're about to hear is one of many powerful and equipping messages regarding the subject of prayer and fasting. These messages are pre-recorded, but I felt them to be very relevant in any season of prayer and fasting that you may embark in, and can be used for you and your family to help inform, equip, and encourage you during this time. I hope you enjoyed this series, and don't forget to subscribe and share these powerful insights with friends and family. God bless. And I want to welcome everybody. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And today, if you're joining me, we want to talk about entering into a season of corporate prayer and fasting. Many churches across the nation, and not only just America, but even outside of America, many churches are joining and entering into corporately a time or a season, if you would, of prayer and fasting. So without further ado, we want to, today I'm not going to dig real deep into this, because we're going to deal with some stuff, specifically targeted areas that I want you to agree with me on, and I'm going to agree with you on, that we're going to, I believe, see breakthrough in many areas, in specific areas in our lives individually and as a family and collectively as a body of believers all across different regions, different locations, even outside the United States. So today we're going to be dealing with some things here, some very common questions that I get asked all the time. And we're going to go through these, okay? So again, thank you guys. And let's go ahead and go, if you have a Bible, go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, okay? And again, as we go here, Jesus talks about the three primary duties of the believer. Again, Jesus deals with, in Matthew chapter 6, the three primary duties of every believer. I don't care how long you've been in the Lord, whether you're 5 months old in the Lord, 5 years in the Lord, or 50 years in the Lord. These three primary duties should be the staple or the foundation of every believer, every disciple, every follower of Jesus. And they're found in Matthew chapter 6. And we're not going to go over all these, but we're going to home in on and target on one specific duty, and that is fasting, obviously. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, when you take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds or giving before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you give or when you do a charitable deed, you do it in secret, and that who your Father sees in secret will reward you openly. Okay, so again, this is Matthew chapter 6. So we see the area of giving. And then he goes on and he says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, he says, when you pray, and he gives us the same principle. When we pray, do not pray as to with the intent or the motive to be seen and recognized by men, but in secret, you pray and shut the door, you pray in secret, your Father who sees in secret will see you and reward you openly. And then, of course, we go down here to verse 16 of Matthew chapter 6, and he says, moreover, when you fast. Now, you've heard me say this before. Notice that Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, and when you fast. These are not options or suggestions given by our Lord. These are things that he expects us as followers and believers to have, again, as a staple or as a foundational practice of disciplines in our life. Listen to me. If we're ever going to do anything great, anything mighty, or anything productive in the kingdom of God, and if you're ever going to be successful in his kingdom, or if you're ever going to walk in power, walk in signs, wonders, and miracles, then you're going to have these three staples in your life. Again, what is it? It's giving, it's praying, And it's fasting. And Jesus again says, when you give, when you pray, and when you fast. It's not a matter of if, or you could, or you should. It's if, or when. When you pray, when you give, and when you fast. And notice, now the first question I get asked, and many individuals who teach on this, on fasting, is, well, didn't Jesus say when you fast? And let's go over here to verse Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. It says, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. So here's what they'll always come and say. Well, if we are announcing this publicly, won't we lose our reward? Because Jesus said that when you fast, you should not announce this or make this public. Now, this is what I want to address here. There's two types of fast. Somebody say two types of fast. There's private fasting and there's corporate fasting. Just like there is a time to pray corporately and there's a time to pray privately. Does everybody understand that? I hope you understand that. So, for example, when you go into a gathering, whether it be in the church building, whether it be in a group setting, whether it be in a home study or whatever the case may be, and there is a gathering of saints or a gathering of believers, and the pastor or the leader who's leading the meeting calls for a time of prayer. He asks for everyone to join in. This is not private prayer. This is corporate prayer. So, for example, in the Bible, there is times in this particular text, somebody say in the context of this, Jesus is speaking to us on a private level. He's speaking to the disciples in your private devotion to the Father, when you're in private, in secret, giving, praying, and fasting in secret will result in public rewards. Okay? So again, there's a time to give privately, there's a time to pray in private, and there's a time to fast in private. So if there's a time to pray, give, and fast in private, then there's a time to pray, fast, and give publicly. Okay, so let's talk about being that this is not we're not talking about a season of private fasting, because any of us can fast any time of the year and we don't announce this. This is private. This is on our own walk with God. Many of you guys, the Lord will speak to you outside of a time of corporate prayer and fasting on an individual basis. And for whatever reason, the Lord may impress on you to fast for a breakthrough or a deliverance, or you need an answer from God. You need direction from God. You need to fast for your marriage, whatever the case may be. And listen, God will honor that. Again, when you do this in secret, the Lord will reward you openly. Okay, does everybody understand that? But in this context, we're talking about a matter of corporate prayer and fasting. Now you say, well, Brother Ricky, is this biblical? Absolutely. Let me give you some examples from the Bible. For example, Jehoshaphat depended on God, and he sought the Lord and needed guidance, and he sought the Lord and called for a time of corporate prayer and fasting. And as a result of this, God answered them, gave them instructions, and fought for them in the battle, and they won the victory. There in the Bible, in Ezra chapter 8, we see where Ezra is returning to Jerusalem and desired to have a safe journey and was imploring of the Lord for protection. So as a result of a time of corporate fasting, God granted them a safe journey, protected them, and blessed them in their journey. Then we have the time of Esther. And we'll go into detail more on this when we get into this series. But Esther, during the time of Mordecai and the deliverance of the Jewish people, did you know the entire race of the Jews was hanging in the balance, and Esther called for a time of corporate prayer and fasting, and as a result, God turned it all the way around. He reversed the curse. Come on, somebody. And God used Esther to call a time of corporate prayer and fasting. And as a result, they got the victory over the enemy. And what the enemy intended for evil against Esther and the Jewish people, God reversed it and brought them victory in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. In Daniel chapter 9, Daniel called for time of prayer and fasting. As a result of this, God answered the prayers of Daniel. He gave them favor. And right in the midst of Babylon, him, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then we have the time of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was raised up by God to call for a time of prayer and fasting to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And as a result of a time of corporate prayer and fasting, God granted the request and the wall was rebuilt, or there was a restoration. Come on, even in the New Testament, the disciples gathered together, the apostles, and they took a time of corporate prayer and fasting to begin to appoint leaders, to appoint bishops, appoint deacons, and appoint those individuals that would lead the next group of individuals or the next generation. And they did not do this, and they never did anything until they sought the Lord through prayer and fasting. Somebody say prayer and fasting. Now listen, if God did this for Jehoshaphat, if he did this for Ezra, if he did this for Esther, if he did this for Daniel, he did it for Nehemiah, and he did it for the New Testament apostles, how much more will he honor us who gather our families together? As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord, and we choose for 2018 to set the first fruits of our year aside on the Gregorian calendar, the month of January. We set the first fruits of 12 months aside. And we honor him and we humble ourselves through prayer and fasting. Why, Brother Ricky? Why do we need to humble ourselves through prayer and fasting? Listen, I'm going to tell you, you may have all your needs met. You may be blessed. You may be on a mountain. You may have a pocket full of money and a bank account full of money and nobody's sick in your family and everything's good and you're flowing in a land filled with milk and honey. But I'm going to tell you, I'm willing to bet that there's people watching me by YouTube, by Facebook. You've got some deliverance that needs to happen in your family. You need breakthroughs in your finances, breakthroughs in your marriage. You've got some lost loved ones that if you know that they don't get a touch by God, that they'll split hell wide open. They're bound by drugs, bound by alcohol, bound by addictions, and bound by all kinds of things that the enemy has got them bound in. Friends, I'm going to tell you, if nobody else will do it, if you'll draw a line in the sand and say, like Esther, and say, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the face of the King. I'm going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And as a result, friends, God can turn it around in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Are you still with me today? So we're talking about times or a season of corporate prayer and fasting. We're not talking about private fasting here. We're talking about a season of corporate fast. So listen, I'm going to tell you, the first thing that's going to happen to you, when you start talking about prayer and fasting, you're going to get attacks that'll come from two forefronts. You're going to get attacks that will come from other believers, and you're going to get attacks that will come from your family. Listen, your family will think you're a nut. They'll think you've lost your mind because you're not eating, or you're abstaining from this, or you're abstaining from that. And then even people in your own church will call it legalism. Come on, they'll call it radical. But I'm going to tell you, it was a staple of the New Testament church, and it was a principle in the Old Testament. And it brought great victory, deliverances, breakthroughs, and answers to prayer in Jesus' name. So listen, all those individuals, they can mock you. They can ridicule you for fasting and praying. They can be the naysayers. They can slander you. They can call you cult leaders. They can call you cult followers. They can say all they want to say. But I'm going to tell you, it may not come at the end of the fast. It may be 3 months from now. It may be 6 months from now. But I'm going to tell you, when breakthroughs start coming and answers to prayer start coming, come on, and deliverance starts coming, coming and the blessings of God start coming, it'll be evident upon your life, and God will make a distinction between those who fasted and prayed and those who didn't. He said, when you do this unto me and honor me, I will reward you openly. Do you know what openly means? It means the reward that God will bestow upon your life for honoring him through prayer and fasting will be openly present among those who are around you and you have influence over. In other words, your family will look upon your life and they will see the blessings of God. They will see the answers to prayer, even those in your own church. So let them laugh, let them mock, let them scorn. But I'm going to tell you, I'd rather be, come on, in tune with God, in tune with where he's going, and in tune what he wants to do for my life, and allow myself to be humbled and push back a plate here and push back a plate there, that I can set myself up to be for breakthroughs, blessings, and deliverances, and salvations, and all the promises of God that are yes and amen to those that believe. Come on. Is anybody with me today? Okay. So, number one, I get asked, what's the difference between prayer, private prayer and corporate prayer? Number two, here's another question I get. Well, and I got this question this morning. How should I fast, brother? Okay, let me give you a simple answer. It's between you and the Lord. Let me say that again. How you fast is between you and God. Now, let me tell you what fasting is and what fasting is not, according to the Bible. Now, I know a lot of pastors get up and they'll tell you that fasting can be not watching television or not getting on Facebook or not getting on social media. Come on, or not watching sports. That is not fasting, friend. That is abstinence. That is abstinence. That is discipline. Those are disciplines. Those are good. It's good to get off social media. It's good to turn off the television. It's good to get off electronics. It's good to abstain from these things, but that's not fasting according to the Bible. The word fast actually means to shut the mouth. It means to close the mouth. It means to not eat. Okay, so you say, well, brother, how should I fast? Well, let me talk about this for a second. There's many types of fast. There's a full water only fast, and you can see a picture of this in the New Testament, in which Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights with water only. When Moses went before the Lord on Mount Sinai, he fasted water only. Now I want to warn you, if you have never fasted ever, I strongly will suggest to you to not do a water only fast. Because if you have health problems and you have issues going on in your physical body, come on, how many believes God gives you wisdom? Okay? So I don't suggest, if you've never fasted before, don't go gung-ho, go straight into a water-only fast. Come on, use wisdom. You can do what's called a Daniel fast. And if you want to know what that is, if you go to the book of Daniel, the Bible says that they ate no pleasant thing. They didn't eat rolls from Texas Roadhouse or a Logan's or a Longhorn or an Old Charlie's. They didn't indulge themselves with rolls and bread and butter. They didn't eat potato chips. Come on. They didn't eat Hershey's chocolate. They didn't eat Reese's cups. They didn't eat ice cream. They didn't eat cheesecake. They didn't eat these things. Instead, they ate fruits and vegetables and wholesome foods, and they abstained from those pleasantries or those things that which are pleasant. You can find this in the book of Daniel, chapter 1. They didn't eat of the king's delicacies. Okay, you can read that there. So this is what we know. This is what is known as a Daniel fast. Okay, and then there's the 1-day fast, the 3-day fast. There's a 7-day fast. You can find a 21-day fast and a 40-day fast mentioned in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. So again, you have got to seek the Lord and pray unto the Lord, and you seek the Lord on your behalf and your family, and you pray about what you're supposed to do. For example, my family and I, my wife and I are different on how we fast. She'll do a certain fast that I don't, and she'll do one that I don't. But listen, let's clear all this out here. Let me tell you, this is the main purpose of what I'm trying to tell you. You listen to me. God will honor your devotion and your sacrifice. He sees your heart. Somebody say that with me. God sees your heart. Say, He sees my heart. He sees my sacrifice. He sees my devotion. God sees what you're doing. Again, now what is fasting? Fasting is not abstaining from television. It's not abstaining from video games. It's not abstaining from your cell phone, Facebook, Twitter. That is abstinence. That is disciplines. The word fast actually means to shut the mouth. Actually, the word breakfast comes from two words. It's derived from, it's break fast. Okay? That's where all this comes from. So again, many people do what's called a partial fast, and you will fast from the time you wake up. So for example, if you wake up 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you will fast all the way to 3 p.m. Now that can be a partial fast. Some people, they won't eat until they'll wake up, and they will not eat until the sun goes down. So that's almost like a 12-hour fast. Okay, so again, you seek the Lord. And I want to give that disclaimer, because I understand many people have sugar diabetes. They have issues going on in their physical bodies where they're physically not able to fast completely from eating anything. I get that. I understand that. So that's why I'm going to use wisdom, and I'm going to tell you, use wisdom and don't be stupid about what you should do. God will hear you. God will see what you're doing, and He will honor you in Jesus' name. Come on, does everybody understand that? What we're talking about here today. So now I'm going to leave you. We're getting ready to close here. What I'm going to leave you with, and this is where we're going to start our series, and we'll probably start on this either tomorrow or Wednesday. But I'm going to, and I call this the fasting chapter. And anytime we've, every year when we fast, whatnot, we go to this passage, and it's Isaiah chapter 58. Somebody say Isaiah chapter 58. This should be your favorite chapter when it comes to fasting. In fact, many people has coined this as the fasting chapter. Okay, so in this chapter of Isaiah chapter 58, the Lord says, "Is this not the fast which I've chosen?" And He gives you about 6 to 8 promises in the word of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 58. Now, we're not going to go through all these today. We're going to break this down, and we're going to begin to pray, and we're going to begin to believe for breakthroughs in our lives corporately. Listen to me. When one person gets a breakthrough, we all get a breakthrough. When one person can be healed, we all become a candidate to be healed in Jesus' name. If someone gets blessed financially, we can all become a candidate to be blessed financially. Why? Because we are many branches of the same tree and the same root system. Jesus says, I am the vine and ye are the branches. So what flows from the root system flows through the trunk and through the branches and produces the fruit. So again, this is the benefits of a corporate time of prayer and fasting. Listen, I may not be able to join hands with you right now and physically touch your hands, but in the spirit, we are all uniting and joining hands together, and we are entering into a time of prayer and fasting. Oh, friend, I don't know what your needs are, but I know what my family and I are believing God for in 2018. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to leave you with something here. Let's go over here. And let me show you something here in Matthew chapter 9. The disciples of John came to Jesus saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast? So they came to Jesus and asked Jesus, why do your disciples not fast, but yet John and we as disciples of John, when we followed him, he led us into times of prayer and fasting. And Jesus answered them in Matthew chapter 9, verse 15. And Jesus said unto them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Somebody say, and then they will fast. When will they fast? When the bridegroom is taken away. When did the bridegroom be taken away? Listen, he was crucified And then he was raised from the dead and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. So the bridegroom is not with us today. He's seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father. So now is the time to fast. When is the time to fast? Now. Now is the time to fast. Okay? So I wanted to show you that real quick. Okay, now here's what I want to show you. Again, go to Isaiah 58 this is your homework. Go to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, and you read all the way down to verse 14, because this is where we're going to go in this series and outside of this as well. So this is going to be kind of a really big, strong foundation of this. And there's many promises, precious promises here that we can believe God for and that we can receive these promises when we stand together in a time of corporate prayer and fasting. So I want to take this time right now. And if you're watching this today by YouTube, by Facebook, and there's many of you that's already made up your mind and you've already started, you've already began. Today was your first day in fasting and prayer. But there's many of you that you've been on the ropes about this and you don't know if you really want to join us or not. Listen, it's never too late. You can jump on right now. You can be a part of this. And I'm going to tell you, begin to believe God and watch God move on your behalf. So I want to pray for you today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every individual the sound of my voice today. God, I thank you that we are coming to you and we're seeking your face during this season of prayer and fasting. And God, we know and we are assured by the promises of God that you said that when we do this, God, that you will reward us openly. Lord, Isaiah 58 is filled with promises of breakthrough, deliverances, healing, restorations, reconciliations, and the blessings of God. All that come through honoring your commandment and humbling ourselves before you in a season of prayer and fasting. I'm asking that you'd strengthen those individuals today. Strengthen us today, Heavenly Father. Equip us today, Heavenly Father. Anoint us today, Heavenly Father, to enter into this season, Lord God, with expectancy, with hope, and with great power, that we can begin to see the manifest power and presence and promises of God come to fruition in our lives, in our families, and in our churches, in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you today, and we receive this today in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Come on.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.